Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the newest edition of the Blake Rogers Show. I am your host, Blake Rogers. I had to redo the take, but we're here with no other than Tino Virgils.
There we go. What's up, Batman? Let's go.
Wow, so that's how we start the show.
Yes, sir.
That is how we're starting off. Well, how you been, man?
I'm good, man. There's a lot of sports going on right now.
I'm sorry, but I didn't know how to redo the take. I said his last name wrong, so I had to let y'all know about that. He was on the verge of leaving.
Yeah.
So let's dive into it. NBA playoffs.
NBA playoffs.
Russell Westbrook.
Still the MVP.
Yeah, he's still the MVP. Because the MVP is a regular season award.
Right. And because without him, they're not there.
Yeah.
And because he single-handedly carried them to the one win and to the... Well, I think they led for 84% of the series or something like that, and they just couldn't close it out because he has no help. That's not his fault.
He was a huge part of them not closing out. You kidding me?
Yeah.
I mean, I can see like his energy like going away. It's only so much he can do, but the fourth quarter, he was bad. Can we say, he was bad in the fourth quarter.
How bad was he? I know he shot like 32% or something like that.
I got the stats right here. Hold up.
At least he didn't shoot 8%. You know who did shoot 8%?
Who?
Roberson.
I don't know why he's in the league. To this day.
Unbelievable.
I don't know why.
There was a picture of his shot. I saw a picture. His elbow was way out here. He was literally shooting, looking like a four-year-old, trying to throw the ball to a two-foot rim.
He shot 8%. Even after that big game when he had a big game.
He got 18 game one.
Yeah.
I only had 18 the rest of the series total.
He's so bad. It's not even like they try to make him like, oh, he's a defensive stopper. No, he's not.
Stopper.
He's literally a body on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
Russell Westbrook in the fourth quarter, 14 for 49.
This is still the series?
The whole series.
Okay.
He went 14 for 49, 19 for 27 at the line, 4 for 21 on three-pointers, and only 4 assists. Whole series in the fourth. I can't defend you.
Yeah,
I can't defend you.
I can't help you there, Russ.
I can't defend you on that.
My only thing I can say is he was tired.
He
goes so hard the whole game.
Yeah.
Has no legs in the fourth quarter. And because without him in the series, they're what? -102 in five games.
Yeah.
That's poor.
Yeah, it's awful. Now, we disagree on Patrick Beverley. I like Patrick Beverley, even with the, you know, him messing up Russell Westbrook's meniscus, something like that.
My thing about Beverley, he hurt Westbrook and Steph. He hurt Steph last year too.
We need some dirty players in the league. John Stockton was dirty, but here's the stat on Beverley. When Westbrook was guarded by Patrick Beverley, 7 for 27 shooting, 3 for 11 at the 3-point line, 5 turnovers.
That's not bad.
For guarding a guy like Russell Westbrook,
yeah,
solid. I want to take you here. I know James Harden, he's great, but this year is more about Westbrook than it was James Harden.
I didn't think about that. It's more about people around each other too. Because when Harden's off the bench, you still have Gordon who can go get his own shot, Lou Williams who can single-handedly dominate a quarter or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So he has the help. He doesn't need to go, you know, all in for what 42 minutes Russell averaged a series. So.
Yeah.
It shows more about the team and what the front office needs to do for the Thunder, which might be a reason why KD left. He saw like, hey, this is nothing. It's me and Russ, like you said, but it's nothing else here.
So are you done with Oladipo? He really didn't develop this year.
He didn't develop. Well, when he came in the league, what did he say? He was an athletic defensive stopper.
Yeah.
He didn't show either of those this year.
No.
So yeah. I don't know where they're going. If he's just going to stand around. Him and Roberson should stand around the arc all summer and just... Those shots.
Mm-hmm. I want to take you here. I want to go back to the reporter asking Westbrook the question, you know, him and Adams. Actually, for Stephen Adams,
right.
It's like, what'd he say? So, Russell, what's the difference between like, you on the bench?
Yeah, on and off the court.
It was a fair question, but
100%.
But I see where he was going with it as well.
Yeah.
I'm a fan of Russell Westbrook, but... His antics off the court, man, it's like...
I like it.
He's kind of a douche.
He is.
he's a douche.
But he's trying... I think he kind of went over the top this year with showing he had his boys back, his whole team.
Yeah.
Because they all felt betrayed by KD.
Yeah.
So I think he had to go over the top to show, like, hey, I'm still rocking with y'all. Y'all might not be the best.
Mm-hmm.
I still got y'all back with everything.
That's fair. So you kind of, like, overdo it just to, like, okay.
Just to balance it out a little bit.
That's fair. I want to take you here. Here's a player that we both disagree on.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Paul.
How's he doing? Down 3-2.
I think point guards are overvalued. I really think point guards are overvalued.
Mm-hmm.
But Chris Paul in the fourth quarter this series against Utah, 11 points, 57% of the field, 50% at three, and only one turnover.
You said 11 points, though, so that's irrelevant.
In the fourth quarter. Just in the fourth quarter alone.
In five games.
Yes, he's averaging 11 points.
Oh, in averaging 11.
Yeah, okay. averaging 11 points. Okay, yeah, yeah. Okay, not total, but averaging
okay,
4.
Okay, okay.
Yeah.
That's good, then.
I mean, here's my thing with Chris. I can't knock him for this series. Because you heard my spiel about Blake Griffin. What is Chris Paul supposed to do? He can't dominate like LeBron. He's not 6'7". He's like barely 6 foot.
Yeah.
I mean, I got Utah winning the series. I got Utah on 6.
I had Utah on 5 beginning, so they're kind of...
Really?
Yeah. I'm not picking the Clippers. There's nothing in the playoffs.
Well, I had...
like the Cowboys. They get no love.
Well, I had Clippers because Rudy Gobert was out. Okay. And then I was like, oh, crap, Rudy Gobert is back. And Blake Griffin's out.
So it's
like, just basically switch.
Yeah, it's easy pickup.
But I'm like, wow. Well, can we talk about Utah for a second?
Nice, man.
Did you know Gordon Hayward?
ISO Joe, that man.
Well, all right, let's go to ISO Joe. Here's a man who carried a team in Atlanta, seven-time mm-hmm. All-Star. He was overpaid.
Went to Brooklyn, got even more overpaid.
Even more overpaid. But now he's like, well, I just want to win.
I just want to win.
You see from like him going to Miami mm-hmm. last year and then Utah this year. Like, he still got it. I think this...
He doesn't have to do as much. We can put it all into the fourth quarter of these little spurts.
Yeah. I mean, in this series alone, he's 8-for-10. In this series alone, like in clutch situation, less mm-hmm. than 5 minutes to go, points within 5. So he's shooting 80%. In clutch situations, I think Joe Johnson.
But then again, who's guarding him on the Clippers? Who's gonna guard him? J.J. Redick? No. Austin Rivers just got back. No. Raymond Felton? No. Like, there's nobody to even put a body on him, really.
I mean, you gotta get credit where credit's due. Do you see Gordon Hayward being this good?
He's a man. Yeah.
I did too.
I knew he was gonna be this good when he barely missed that shot against Duke in the championship.
Exactly.
That scared me. That scared my heart. Off the backboard, off the rim. I was like, whew. I was like, yeah, he's nice. That game proved a lot. I saw he was going to be nice.
Yeah, like I was like, oh, yeah, he's the real deal. It took a while,
mm-hmm.
but you got to get the right players.
It's not even that. It took a while. It was that we didn't notice for a while.
Yeah.
He's always been solid over there, but he's in Utah.
Nobody's watching Utah games. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about Clipperland. I think.
Where do they go from here?
Doc Rivers got to go. I think Doc Rivers is more the more.
Coach Doc Rivers or GM Doc Rivers?
Both.
Wow.
I think he's more the most. He's one of the most.
They come back and win? I don't see that happening, but I'm just asking.
If they come back and win...
They play tomorrow night.
If they come back and win tonight...
Tomorrow night.
They play tomorrow night? Yeah, okay.
They get 2 days off.
Okay, if they win this series and come back, don't get rid of him as a head coach, but the GM part got to go.
If they lose game six, he's done?
He's out both ways.
Wow.
He's one of the most... like even Glenn Davis, I'm like, yo, Doc Rivers is like losing before
mm-hmm.
KG and Ray Allen came over. He struggled in Orlando as well. Couldn't get over the first round in Orlando. He's mm-hmm. one of the most, I like him, just from an outsider's point of view, but he's one of the most overrated coaches ever.
I think.
Ever.
He's more of a spiritual dude. Like, he's like, yeah, I got y'all back, guys. Let's go. We got this.
Whatever. Yeah.
Which is why he's a good coach. But for a GM, you can't have your players back as a GM. You got to have your organizations back. So you can't be like, no, we're going to hold Pat the trade deadline, not trade. Mm-hmm. Blake Griffin for Carmelo Anthony, like, you look foolish right here, bro.
And that's why, like, when I first heard him, like, yo, why are you elevating Doc Rivers to GM? Like, I like to keep two entities separate.
Try to get that Greg Pop.
Yeah, I'm like.
Greg Pop money.
I like the two entities. I don't like my head coach being the GM.
Too much work.
Too much work and too much emotion.
They're different jobs.
GM's more like a common sense position. You're not more, like, emotionally involved with the players. Head coach with them 82
go
games.
Go where the money goes.
Exactly.
That's what GM is.
So I'm like, I was more skeptical of the Doc Rivers thing, mm-hmm. but I mean, it's the Clippers. They're blowing up. I think Blake Griffin might go to Boston. I think he'd be a good fit in Boston.
Okay, I can see that.
Does Chris Paul stay? Does he resign for the Clippers?
Is he a full out free agent?
I think he's a full out free agent. Him and Blake.
I think they either both go or they both stay.
You don't think one stays, one go? Why not?
Strictly because if they trade Blake Griffin to Boston.
Okay. Well, not just sign as a free agent. I think Boston has the cap.
Blake a free agent?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't thought.
Yeah, he's a free agent.
Okay, so that's a different thing. Yeah. So then, definitely, if one leaves, both leave. Because now, if one leaves for free,
mm-hmm.
who is the other one coming back to? DeAndre Jordan? No thanks.
If they both leave, Clippers a lottery team next year. And Doc goes.
They might be number one team next year. They might be the worst team.
Mm.
They both leave.
You're not kidding.
DeAndre Jordan's not getting no wins by himself.
No, he's not.
They're liable to trade him too. Trade him to LA.
So let's
LA. We need him.
Paul George to the Clippers. He's coming. The Lakers.
He's coming. Yes, sir.
He already made it known. Well, let's talk about that real quick. I know they're eliminated, mm-hmm. but he's like made it known, like calling out CJ Miles, calling out Lance.
I don't want to be here.
But you know what? He's not clutch. Well, over 13.
You know who is clutch?
Who?
That boy D'Angelo. Ice in his face. We don't need Paul George to be clutch. We got Russell.
Well, here's my thing. You can do a trade package next year. You can trade. Let's say you get number 2 overall pick.
Mm-hmm.
You either have Fultz or Lonzo. I think it's going to be Lonzo. I think Fultz is going to be number 1. But you trade Fultz. I mean, not Fultz. Who am I thinking of? You trade Clarkson.
Okay.
Clarkson some other pieces for Paul George. I would do it. I would say Clarkson for Paul George in a heartbeat.
Yeah, they'll probably want a little more than that. They'll probably want...
Yeah, some more pieces, obviously. Yeah. Would you give a Randall, too?
I'm still stuck between Randall and Nance. I don't know who I like more. Because Randall down the stretch showed up. When that 5-game win streak where we had at the end of the year, we won 6 out of 7 to end the year.
I like Randall because he's more versatile. Like, I see a little Draymond Greenness in Randall.
Yeah, without the defense.
Yeah, but yeah, obviously without the defense.
Which is what
yeah.
Nance brings, which what yeah. we don't have, so.
Well, I was thinking, too, why don't you guys try to get Okafor? Nobody wants Okafor.
Nobody wants him for something. Because he doesn't play defense. He's a big who doesn't play defense.
Well, my thing, nobody plays defense in the NBA. Like, there's a very seldom few people play defense in the NBA. Why not? He averaged, 18 his rookie year before he got hurt?
That, yeah.
And then Embiid comes, steals the show. But, like, Okafor, he was good when Embiid wasn't playing. Mm-hmm. So, yeah. I think Okafor is easily available.
I think the first thing Lakers have to do, we got to get rid of Mozgov and Dang. We got to figure that situation.
I still don't know why. I don't know why. Like, it was like, well, yo, you know, 2 years down the line, expiring contract. No. Like, no, you didn't need them.
No. So we got to get rid of them. And then if we want to pack those, like, a trade I would do is Clarkson, those two, and then the Rockets first round pick, which is like 27th, I think, or whatever, for PG.
It's like a little 3-way. Oh, you got the Rockets trade.
Yeah, we have the Rockets.
Yeah, so. I mean, I don't think Larry Bird would do that. Larry Bird's smarter than that.
It's better than losing for nothing next year, though. So, at some point, Larry Bird say, we got to get something for him because he's leaving us.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's what Magic put on the table. Look, he's coming to us either way. We're trying to give you some stuff.
And it's funny how it goes like full swing, like the Larry Bird and Magic thing. It just continues. Speaking of, let's go to Boston. Let's go to the East Coast real quick.
East Coast.
Boston versus Chicago.
Rondo changed the series.
Rondo single-handedly changed the series.
He dominated and then left it. And then
the guards are awful. Bulls guards are Isaiah Cannon trash. Cameron Payne trash. Mm-hmm. Jeremy Grant trash.
Yeah, no, Jeremy.
Is Jeremy?
I think no. Jeremy's
Jeremy plays for OKC. Yeah, yeah. Trash.
Yeah. So, all those are trash.
Options.
Wade's a no man on defense. Wade just flowing.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to be there.
No. I mean, he put 28, 8, and 11.
Yeah. He had a good stat.
Well, he said he was playing point guard the whole game, but you can't guard Isaiah Thomas at that age.
Yeah, so.
It's just that.
That hurt.
That series single handed.
I think Rondo, I think he did it on purpose so he could show how valuable it was so he could get paid a little bit more. I think that's what he did on purpose.
He's just like, all right, I did well enough.
Mm-hmm. He said, look what happened when I left. Y'all need me.
You know, I think Rondo's type of dude that would do that, too.
I swear.
after tripping Jay Crowder and all, he still got... Because there was a point where we were just like, yo, Rondo's career might be over.
Mm-hmm.
Well, nobody's going to pick him up. Like, kind of like Jay Cutler right now. Like, nobody wants him.
Right.
So it's like, well, I think Jay Cutler's kind of overrated to begin with. But that's a whole different... That's a whole different story.
That's a different day.
That's a whole different day. But get credit to Boston. I mean, they're up 3-2 right
back.
Now.
Yeah, I'm going back to Chicago.
And I think who they play the next series, the winner of Washington and Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go to that series for a second. Both point guards have been phenomenal.
Yeah.
Like, Schroeder's been playing really well. I want to go back here. Is there a huge difference between Dennis Schroeder and Jeff Teague?
Dennis Schroeder and Jeff Teague. Yes. Schroeder is a pick.
You like Schroeder has that little it factor with
him? Yes. It's all because of the hair.
You think Jeff Teague's, like, looking complacent?
Not even that. I just don't think he's that good. He was average in Atlanta.
I think he's above average.
He was above average for Eastern Conference, but he was average.
Okay.
An average player in Atlanta.
That's fair.
So, who did they even trade for him? I don't even know what that trade went down.
It was like a 3-way trade. It was like weird. It was like George Hill went to Utah. And then
Jeff T went to
Indiana. And then I don't know who.
I don't know who they got back. But either it was, I don't know.
Yeah,
but anyways, I don't know what that trade meant for Indiana, because that just gave them Teague, who doesn't play defense, Ellis, who doesn't play defense, and then Paul George. So it's still There's no help. It was no win for them.
Man, Monte Ellis like declined so bad,
so fast.
He like in the NBA, he had like what two or three year.
He had 3 year period where it was him and Steph, and they wasn't playing no defense. Yeah. So
I mean, kind of like Portland right now, honestly. So Portland has to figure that.
Portland's GM said they're both untouchable though, which is kind of mind boggling to me.
Well, who would you trade CJ?
I'd trade CJ for Paul George.
That's a good deal. I think that's like the most fair deal you're gonna give you, Larry Bird.
Yes.
If Paul George is leaving,
they too little. Damian Lillard needs a big guy next to him to.
But then again, is Paul George gonna resign with Portland? So how'd you give up CJ when you have him locked in?
Yeah.
So it's hard. It's hard. But let's go back to Atlanta, Washington. Who do you have winning that series?
I have Washington winning in 6. They're about to come. I think John Wall and Beal, they're gonna sit their team down, go into Atlanta and say, all right, we gotta win this game. Get a rest, get done before Boston, and try to go upset them.
I got Washington in 7. Because the home team has been like, you can tell the difference. Like, Washington, when you watch the game, their home crowd is just
lit.
Ecstatic.
Atlanta is always lit. So.
After every, like, made shot is great. And Atlanta, too, as well. So, but I think the home team wins the series.
Okay.
But I do have Washington beating Boston in the next series.
Really?
Yeah.
Just because John Wall over IT? Just that reason?
Just John Wall over IT, right? And that's a real thing. Like, they really don't like each other. So, it's going to go to, like, 6 or 7. That's going to be a 6 or 7 game series.
what you got on, so what about, all right, Toronto-Milwaukee now?
Let's transition there.
One of the last series?
Well, apparently Chris Middleton is, like, hurt. He's ill.
Mm.
So, if Chris Middleton doesn't play...
They win tonight.
Yeah, they win tonight.
Toronto wins tonight.
Yeah. If not, Toronto wins game 7.
I think Toronto wins tonight either way.
Either...
I'm a real big believer in the higher seed or whatever on the road in game 6.
Mm-hmm.
They usually try to finish it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, either way,
I got Spurs tonight. Close enough.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because
Memphis got 2 games, good for them. Bravo,
did you
Memphis.
Did you watch that Marcus Hall?
With the buzzer beater?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was nice.
He's one of the more underappreciated. Him and Mike Conley are like...
Mm-hmm.
They're
in Memphis.
They're both like great players, but you're in Memphis. Like, what's the ceiling for Memphis? Like, you get out the first round? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's it. So, maybe Bill Moore, but I mean, their supporting cast is weak.
It's poor.
Is
it Vince Carter their best role player?
Yeah, like, they're supporting them. Wade and Seldon, like, he's a rookie... The things that they do in Memphis, I don't know. But, Memphis and 6.
Rudy Gay for nothing. Man, y'all just pay that man.
Yeah, I didn't get that. It might have been a chemistry thing. Because remember, there was just like O.J. Mayo was there.
Yeah.
Then Rudy, we know
where he's at. Too many alphas.
Yeah, yeah. So,
makes sense, I guess.
But, we got San Antonio 6, Toronto winning, whatever.
Yeah. Basically all the higher seeds except for Utah. But they had the same regular season record, so that's not really a... big difference to me. The four or five matchups are kind of always toss ups.
Yeah, yeah. So, Bleacher Report, they made a list of the most. I just want to dive into this real quick because I'm not even going to take the time. This is how like idiotic it looked. I sent you the DM. What was it? Like the most overhyped players they had.
Overhyped NBA players.
They had Avery Bradley.
Underhypes.
That's like one of the most underhyped players.
Yeah, everybody's a pit.
DeRozan, stop it.
Foolish.
He was like, he was an MVP discussion for like the first half of the season, which he is like every year. Eric Gordon.
Injury prone, but he's a dog.
Yes.
You can't really say overhyped.
Serge Ibaka, I don't even think he's hyped anymore.
I don't think he's hyped at all.
I think he's just a solid 4.
He's on an 8-8 4 spot.
Like, yeah. I don't, Hassan Whiteside, stop it. Not even going to take the Wiggins.
How was Wiggins overhyped? What do you average, 26 this year or something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah, he don't play defense, but they young. They'll learn
that. Like, what is he, like, is this third or fourth year? He still has time.
Third, I think, so.
Ken Drummond. Drummond's a little bit inconsistent, but he still give you a 20-20 out of nowhere.
Yeah, and once again, he's not really overhyped at all. He's barely talked about.
Like, and then Harrison Barnes, how is he,
Just because he got paid doesn't make him overhyped.
Yeah, like nobody's talking, oh my gosh, Harrison Barnes is the next.
Yeah, LeBron, so I don't know what Bleacher Report looking at that.
That's why, that's just get that
just
out the way.
Just debunked your whole system, Bleacher Report. Sorry.
Yeah, I want to switch here, because I saw your tweet, I didn't know you're a fan of the show. Danny Cornell and ESPN and all the land. I didn't know you're a fan of that show.
Yeah. They're always clowning. I'm away to class and shit.
It was a smooth transition from like the Scott Van Pelt show and Ryan Russillo to like Danny Cornell. Cornell and Russillo.
Yeah, Russillo.
But the ESPN layoffs, man.
100 of them gone.
I'll say this. It's unfortunate.
Some big names.
It was, man.
Well, Bucci Mane.
Bucci Mane.
Bucci Mane got cut. John Buchegross.
Oh, he got cut. Andy Cass got cut. Mm-hmm. Ed Warder. Trent Dilfer. I like
Dilfer and Cats. Cats is, he's been all around college basketball. That's the main thing, but he was good at everything. He's been there for a while.
He covered the draft for a little bit too, mm-hmm. like every couple of years or so. Then most of the hockey staff was cut.
I heard all. Or most was of the main all? Ones.
Yeah.
Most of the main ones. The on TV ones.
Yeah.
Not the, what's the name?
I know the slick back gray hair.
Yeah.
Like, you can't let him go. Because that's the only reason why I watched the hockey highlights.
They kept him. I can't see his name.
I know
right
you're talking about, but yeah, he has style as well. Yeah. But here's my whole thing on this. It's unfortunate.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're in a society now. Like, why watch sports in the highlights when I can watch them on Xbox One or I can go on Twitter, get an update, mm-hmm. and see a couple laughs about it?
And it's not even that, too. It's that. It's their fault. I read this. They overpaid to have rights for all these shows.
Yes. Especially the NBA killed them this year.
Mm-hmm.
And then the Monday Night Football games have been, like, really bad.
Yep.
So, they really overpaid.
They overpaid. And they got the college football playoffs, too.
Yeah.
So, they overpaid for all this stuff to get them on their program. Mm-hmm. Now, they can't afford to pay these hundreds of staffers that are getting cut.
And then I heard some of these bids are like blind bidding too.
Mm-hmm.
So
you don't know what everybody else is bidding. They said, hey, submit us your offer. We'll pick the best one.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. It's not like you're at the table with everybody. Yeah. Hey, we can give you this with this amount. Nope.
That's crazy. That's why ESPN was like pushing that agenda. Like, why are these stars resting? Because they're killing their ratings. Mm-hmm.
We're paying this money to get you guys on our station.
Yeah.
You got to play these games.
And here's the thing. People say, like, well, it's hypocritical that, you know, these people are like, you know, saying coaches to get fired and stuff. Mm-hmm. Here's my thing. As a head coach, you know what comes with the pressure of being a head coach. It's a media person's job to cover that and say, well, he's not doing a good job. He's not doing a great job.
Yep.
Nobody's saying, oh, my gosh, Michelle Beadle's awful. just stop. Like, get somebody else. It may happen, apparently, but it's not. You're not paid for critiquing that.
Right.
So it's unfortunate. But then again, I don't know about you, but I feel like it was, like, overstaffed, too.
Oh, definitely.
Like, I remember, like, I don't know if you, like, on Sundays, like, NFL around the league, every reporter, like, covered, like, every game. Like,
yeah, they have a different...
I'm like, all right, okay.
Yeah, I don't need all these random people.
You don't need everybody.
I don't know if you watch SportsCenter AM. It's coming on after First Take or whatever.
Yeah.
They have five different hosts just on that show. And one of those dudes got cut.
Jay Crawford.
Yeah.
He's been there since like the 90s. Since like when First Take was Cold Pizza. I'm like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, it's unfortunate, but he didn't get a lot of, you know.
He was just on the morning.
Yeah. So it's like, dang, I get it. They were overstaffed.
Mm-hmm.
And I know there's severance packages and all that stuff.
They're
going to be all right. But it's like, you know, you still want to.
Mm-hmm.
It's 50-50.
All right. Over under 25 of them end up at Fox.
I'm gonna take the under.
Under?
Because I think Fox seen what ESPN did. And like, we don't need.
Okay.
They don't need everybody.
So do you think they're gonna end up at. Is CBS. I know CBS Sports are trying to get into it.
Yes.
Are they about to come up? They're about to
absolutely.
Come up.
Okay. Just because the pure fact they gave Romo. They replaced Phil Simms. Was like.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know some UT games be on CBS Sports Network. It's like. I'm bugging cable like 194 or 190 really? Or something like that. Yeah, wow. 189. They're trying to come up. They have shows in there. SEC games be on there.
Well, I'm a personal fan of Fox Sports now.
Fox Sports, I like Fox Sports.
I like it's real.
I like Kyle Hurd.
Yeah, oh yeah. His takes have been like
they be wild. They be up and down, but he be funny.
But for the most part,
he's sincere about everything he says. Which is why
he's real consistent with his takes. So I can appreciate that.
Yeah, I wouldn't say consistent.
When
this man, it was literally middle of February. He said Steph Curry disappeared. Where's Steph Curry at? And in the middle of March, he goes, he's the best player on the planet. And he's like, man, okay. Shut up, Colin.
That's fair. I mean, it's like, but as it's like you record that, it's hard to be like, okay. Like, most people, they don't use common sense like with music.
Mm-hmm.
We'll dive into that later. But it's just like, whoever's hot, we're going to talk about it.
Whoever's not, he's the best.
Yeah. Yep. Whoever's not, we're just going to like, okay, well, he sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's just how it goes. I was going to say something else, but I totally forgot. Just
all right.
Whatever. It's fine. That's it. Sports Center at 6.
The 6?
That's so bad.
Is it?
You haven't watched it?
I watch it when nothing else is on. I'm not really home at 6.
Well, there's people like mad, like Jamil Hill should have got fired. I'm like, they're not going to fire her. They just promoted her to Sports Center at 6.
Yeah.
I mean, here's my thing about this. I don't know if they're going for like that urban look to it, which they are. But it doesn't feel authentic, though.
See, the thing is, when there was, they've had two different shows.
His and Hers.
His and Hers, Numbers Never Lie. Yeah. I've always watched them. They used to come on after first take. Yeah. I went at ESPN 2 or whatever.
Thought it was cool.
I watch those all the time. Uh-huh. I never watch SportsCenter at 6 o'clock because I have other stuff to do.
Yeah.
So.
You can't really make like an opinion on that.
Yeah, I can't really say anything, but I know they have good chemistry.
Yeah.
I know if they're trying to reach like all people getting off work at 5, like to make it normal.
I don't know
what they're trying to.
It's just, I like the old school SportsCenter.
Yeah.
Just like, give me the highlights.
Thing is, there is no highlights at 6 o'clock yet. True. That's why I guess they're kind of, it's just kind of an extension of people who don't watch First Take. They're kind of just bringing it.
That's fair.
To later night.
And people are mad and like, well, Stephen A. Smith still kept his job. You damn right, Stephen A. Smith.
He's the best person there.
Like, you damn right he kept his job. Like, him, Schefter.
Schefter?
No, I'm just like the best people.
Oh, yeah.
Because Schefter started off NFL Network. Like, I need some more money.
Mm-hmm.
So, but no, of course they keep them. I was like, well, Stephen A. Smith yells, okay, but you have Schefter who gives great reporting, and I can still listen to him talk live. So, it's different. Like, you can't blame.
Yeah, Stephen A. and Schefter are the two mainstays. They're not going nowhere.
You like Dan Le Batard, don't you?
Dan Le Batard show with Stu Gods. Yeah, that's my boy.
I can't stand that
show. Bro, why not?
I can't. I just like, give me sports, man. Give me sports.
They'd be clowning on the radio. They'd be having, the one day they had Miami zookeeper in here talking about animals online, bro. That stuff was so funny. They're talking about, like, what alligators eat at the zoo. It was so random, bro.
I get it, because like, it's like a random show. And it's been there for, like 3 or 4 years
now. Yeah, it's been a while.
So I get it, but, you know. But
that's on, what, 1 to 3, 12 to 3? Like, there's not much talk. Everything's been talked about all morning. Exactly. So let's have some fun with it. That's fair.
Let's move on. Let's go to the NFL draft real quick. You see Warren Sapp comments about Myles Garrett?
It, man, this is why I was talking to some dude in my class today. If there's any team that can mess up this draft,
it's the Browns.
It's the Cleveland Browns. Like, it's so, like, surefire for them to draft Garrett and then Watson. It's so easy. Draft the best defensive player, then the most winning quarterback, best quarterback in the draft.
Mm-hmm.
There's no way you can mess it up. But if you can, the Browns will do it.
Here's my thing on Warren Sapp's comments. It's like, it wasn't necessary. I mean, it's like,
just try to get a noose. But then he's bankrupt and stuff like that, too. He's trying to get a noose. I'm not paying attention to him.
Well, here's my thing. What's your feeling on Myles Garrett? I haven't seen a lot of tape on him.
He does what he's supposed to do great, which is rush the passer.
Uh-huh.
You don't get somebody like that to hold up the run. Now, you can train them, too. Like, when Von Miller came in, he was known as a stud who gets to the passer but can hold his own in the run. And now if you watch him, he's making every single play they run to his side. So you can train run stopper. You can't train that motor to get after the passer and to just get there and learn how to use your hands, stuff like that. That's all him. He's got that.
Is he better than Clowney coming out the draft? Because I think people saw that highlight hit on Vincent Smith, and then they just blew up Clowney.
Blew up Clowney.
Who do you think was a better prospect coming out?
That's a good question. I think Myles Garrett was more, he played his whole year.
Uh-huh.
As Clowney was. I think Clowney, after he hit that hype, that hit, he was kind of reluctant. He's like, I got my hype already. I'm going to go number one, so I don't need to go hard my senior, my junior year, whenever he came out.
And then who was the coach at Steve Spurrier? He talked about that.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, he's not giving it his all.
No, he's not. Uh-huh. And which Garrett, I think, is he gives it his all on most of the time, which is a little bit better.
Uh-huh.
They're both kind of suspect, but like I said, Garrett, he wants to rush the passer. He's not trying to take an ISO at him and get locked down and kicked out and everything. He's not trying to do all that. But you can train him, too, when you get him that check that, hey, this is what you're playing for. You need to do all this. So,
and I think, like, see what happens. A lot of rookies fail to realize they think they made it. Like, no, you still got another contract to play for.
Yeah.
So it's like,
you're not playing for this one. You're playing for that fourth year, fifth year. Exactly. You're playing to get that fifth year option so you make more money.
And that's what they always talk about.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about Jabril Peppers, because he was, like, beginning, it was like, oh, he's a top 10 pick. Now it's like his stock keeps sliding further down.
Yeah, but I don't know.
I see the mock draft, he might go to Atlanta.
Right.
That would be great for the scheme that we run. A little 3-4, 4-3, just mix it up. So, if he goes to Atlanta, he'll still be a first-round
pick. My two favorite prospects in this draft are Jabril, obviously, and Christian McCaffrey.
I think he's so underrated.
McCaffrey, well, I saw today, he's about to go. They're talking about him going number 8. Which kind of made me mad. I wanted him to drop to 20.
Well, there's people saying that McCaffrey would be the better prospect than Fournette.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I think he makes better cuts, too. He's more diverse.
Thinking about McCaffrey is, they're going to have him as third down back. the spread back, the slot receiver, the punt return, kick return. Like, he's going he's going to help you out same way Jabril will help you out as the slot corner, the safety, strong safety, outside backer in spread, punt return, and kick return. Like, they're both so versatile. It's pretty unreal.
Here's something that's weird to me. I like Mike Mayock. From NFL. He said that the Titans are going to draft two wide receivers. They're going to draft who's the wide receiver Ross? From Ross and then Williams.
Okay.
Do you like that? Does Mariota need two that many weapons?
Name a wide receiver for Titans.
Kendall Wright, Justin Hunter. Okay. But I mean, they're not great.
Not great.
So, but two wide receivers though.
What do they need
in the first round?
What do they need? They got their two running backs.
Yeah.
Their offensive line is pretty stout. Uh-huh. They protected them. Their defense isn't awful, and they're playing the what's the name, AFC South, which they don't play defense there except for their Texans. So it's like,
that's fair.
Let's take the top off them.
Well, why not get two? Okay, that's fair. I didn't have a problem with it. Just something that, okay.
I say you can always take this class of defense or this draft class is unreal. It's nice.
Yeah,
it's very good. So there's prospects all over. Like, even like I was talking about the Browns. They can, if they don't want to take Garrett, they probably can get Chris Wormley in the third, fourth round. That can
still be, still be good.
Yeah. So,
what do you feel about the Beast Mode signing?
Man, I'm so mad. We gotta play him twice a year.
I'm so mad. Well, you got Adrian Peterson switch teams. I think not Denver, but Oakland.
Mm-hmm.
I think who's the head coach? Jack Del Rio.
Mm-hmm.
I thought he just did not like Latavius Murray.
No.
He was begging for Jalen Richards of Washington.
take the running back job.
I'm giving it to you. Take it. And they both, weren't capable enough to take the job. But yeah. I think it'd be a nice fit.
Yeah.
But Oakland's defense is still suspect. Like, if you can, it is like a weird stat. Like,
they're going to draft defense. They have nothing else to draft.
Yeah, they have to draft defense. It's weird though, because they won a lot of close games last year.
Mm-hmm.
History shows that you're gonna lose those games next year. Yeah. So it's tough. Let's transition here to music. I want to end it here.
Okay.
We talked about this earlier, and it's real annoying. Well, Migos is the best out. Big Sean, he's the best out. Drake, Kendrick, it's like. Is our short-term memory, that bad?
It's that new age technology. It's like, we only know what's right in front of us. We only know what's right now. So we don't think about what happened 2 weeks ago, 2 months ago, or what's going to happen in the future. It's all about right now. So when More Life drops, like, oh, this is unreal, Drake's the best, then Damn drops. It goes, oh, my God, Kendrick's the greatest ever. It's like, dog, just open up. They can both be great.
They can both be great.
I don't know, man. It's wild.
It's just like I can still listen to Views. like it's just,
that's bumping the other day, actually.
Exactly. So it's like, man, can we just slow down, digest the album? It don't have
love to. Keep them in rotation.
They're both good. And I said this. I was talking to Brandon. I'm like, dude, one thing that I think Kendrick does have a history of doing better than Drake is probably music videos. Like, Drake hasn't had a good music video, like, sequel since, what, Take Care? When you shot HYFR, The Motto.
Yeah.
Like.
See, I don't even think Drake cares. So that's the problem.
Drake's
so big already without those.
He doesn't have those. I remember from Views, like, you see, like, a little short movie he made with all the clips.
Yeah.
It's like, what Drake.
He says that for fun now, I feel like.
What Kendrick is doing is what Drake has already done.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not
Kendrick. Kendrick is doing it for more promotion and stuff. Drake does it to have fun.
Yeah.
So. I feel like they're at two different points in their career.
Yes, and it's nothing wrong with that.
Drake already proved he is the best. Like, he's there.
Yeah.
Now I'm half on music and make stuff I want to listen to and make good stuff. Kendrick's still at that proven point. He's like, I need to prove myself that I'm one of the best, and then I'll have fun with it. Like, when I listen to Kendrick's album, I don't hear fun. I hear great music storytelling.
Yeah.
I hear great bars, blah, blah, blah. I don't hear he's having fun with it. I think he's trying to still prove himself, which...
Drake is having fun with these tracks, man. Like,
loving it.
Just having fun. And here's the thing here. I saw a little stat, a misleading stat, because stats can be misleading.
Mm-hmm.
Kendrick outsold More Life, like 600, like about 100,000 copies.
He didn't sell total.
No. More Life, I was like, well, that's because too many people were busy streaming the album.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was, Drake had broke the record for like 90 million streams in 24 hours, More Life dropped. It's like, stop it. Like, stop trying to compare.
Just love them.
You're trying to, like, bring this together, making some type of beef, which I get it. They probably don't mess with each other like that anymore. Yeah. But, like, they're both great at what they do. So the media's just trying to hype this up. And it's like, man.
Yeah, I listen. My website I go to is Hot New Hip Hop.
Yeah.
As my main source, whatever. And they're always slurping. Whoever just dropped something right now, it's like, oh, they're by the numbers. My guy, he said his hometown this many times. Like, man, shut up.
Same with Complex.
Yeah,
I was like, dude, like, stop. I know y'all got an agenda, but it's like, just let us think for ourselves. Mm-hmm. But I do feel bad for Big Sean. I know all this stuff. Like, Big Sean was hot for like 2 weeks. And it's just like, oh.
Yeah, I haven't listened to the album. I haven't listened to the album since Migos dropped, and then after that, it was just.
I don't listen to that album. Future,
both Futures dropped, and then it was just.
I listened to that album one time through.
One time through, I think, and yeah.
I was just like, same with, like, with J. Cole, we talked about this before, but it's like, yeah.
Like, you're good.
You're good.
Congrats. You're not for me.
But it's still going to be, like, Drake and Kendrick at the forefront. Mm-hmm. Here's an interesting, like, the so-called, they're trying to hype up the beef of Kendrick and Big Sean. Who would win?
Kendrick and Big Sean in a battle?
In a battle.
Ooh.
Just, like, song drop. Because Big Sean...
Big Sean makes hits. Big Sean has bars. I don't think he's touching Kendrick still.
I feel like just that Kendrick wave is just like... Because Big Sean has like Detroit and maybe like a couple cities around him. But Kendrick has like an entire country just like...
I mean, Kendrick called himself the king of New York. That was wild. Like, boy, you're from Compton. How you claiming New York right now?
Exactly. So,
his wave is next level.
As always, man, it's great talking to you. Great talking to you. Where can we find you at, people don't know?
Twitter at GameTino, always with the hot takes. SoundCloud, YoungFlow409, got them bars.
You going to be on Davidson's album? You going to be on a...
We're going to see a little something. We're going to see a little something.
I'm not going to come out of retirement.
Double Standards coming July.
Double Standards coming out in July. I'm never going to have him on before you do
this. Yes, sir.
But, all right, man, as always, you can find me on almightyballer.com.
Mm-hmm.
Also find me on Dash Radio, my show, Blake Rogers Show.
Shout out Young Moolah Radio.
6 p.m. Eastern on Mondays. Yes, Young Money Radio. Lil Wayne runs that, so definitely check him out as well. As always, thank you for listening to the Blake Rogers Show.
Lizzie.
Stay lit.